in her new river, called Christ the Wife, flows the water of life that is pure and bright. As clear as crystal in the sun's embrace, where his wife adorned with love, and where this new river, where intercession has no place. In our new river, intercession has no place. Our hearts a sanctuary of light, we're untouched by shadows and free from all strife. And our spirit is this eternal stream flowing in glorified flesh and bones, the queen of the great king. And where this new river, where there's nothing between. Oh, in our new river, intercession has no place. Our hearts a sanctuary of light, we're untouched by shadows and free from all strife. And our spirit is this eternal stream flowing in glorified flesh and bones, the queen of the great king. And where this new river, where there's nothing between. In our new river, as in secret it flows, there's no death, for we possess our eternal body and soul. And we no longer have to wait to see our Lord face to face, because we're this new river where intercession has no place. In our new river, intercession has no place. Our hearts a sanctuary of light, we're untouched by shadows and free from all strife. And our spirit is this eternal stream flowing in glorified flesh and bones, the queen of the great king. And where there's new river, where there's nothing between. In our new river, called Christ the Wife, flows the water of life that is pure and bright. As clear as crystal in the sun's embrace, where his wife adorned with his love, and where this new river, where intercession has no place. In our new river, intercession has no place. Our hearts a sanctuary of light, we're untouched by shadows and free from all strife. And our spirit is this eternal stream flowing in glorified flesh and bones, the queen of the great king. And we're this new river where there's nothing between. In our new river, as in secret it flows. There's no death, for we possess our eternal body and soul. And we no longer have to wait to see our Lord face to face, because we're this new river where intercession has no place. Oh, in our new river, intercession has no place. Our hearts a sanctuary of light. We're untouched by shadows and free from all strife. And our spirit is this eternal stream flowing in glorified flesh and bones. The queen of the great king, and we're this new river where there's nothing between. Oh, in our new river, intercession has no place. Our hearts a sanctuary of light. We're untouched by shadows and free from all strife. And our spirit is this eternal stream flowing in glorified flesh and bones. The queen of the great king, and we're this new river where there's nothing between. Oh, we're this new river where there's nothing between.
Thank you, my Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Praise
Amen.
Praise
God. Thank you.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Barbara. That was very good.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank the good Lord. Thank the good Lord.
Thank you, my Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. So good to be back here today and to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Amen. And all that's so good. Amen. So today, I want to take a little thought that just came to me this morning, kind of. It's one that I've dealt with over and over to a degree, but just some things came this morning that I thought was real good. Amen. And it has to do with the devil. Amen. And all Christians interested in that subject, praise the Lord, and most everybody else. But my title is going to be something on disorder. Has the last enemy been destroyed, or has he been conquered? Amen. Now, I want you to know, has the last enemy been destroyed, or has he been conquered? Amen. And that's what we want to talk about today. And I want to refer to something that happened a few years ago when my wife's mother was passing away, about ready to pass away, and we got the call that she was wouldn't be here very much longer. And then we began to pray, and all of a sudden there I was, and that was the devil. See, death and the devil goes together too a lot. Amen. But this Mr. Death came up. And I had a chance. I grabbed him around the neck, and I was ready to just the way I had him fixed, and seemed like my arm knew how to do. I was about ready to just knock, push his head plumb off, tear his head plumb off of him. and kill him, get rid of him. Amen. You might think, well, that'd been a good thing, get rid of the devil. But I heard a voice. And the voice says, no, don't kill him. And so I turned him loose then, and he left. Well, of course, then we got the call in just a few minutes that Barbara's mom had passed away. And so I hadn't thought a lot about it. I've had about three occasions where there has been death and the devil, and they seem to work together, see? And so my thought here, has the last enemy been destroyed, or has he been conquered? Now, we have the authority to conquer the devil in ways when if he comes against us and so on. Amen. He can be conquered. And greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And that would have reference to that. But, yeah, that's in the main river. And more recently, how long has it been since God gave me that on the second river flowing? Two or three years?
Been about 2 years,
okay. Amen. So there's a main river that the enemy has pretty much free reign in that, along with everything else in there. But also the Spirit of God's there for those that will come along, those that will go through the tribulation period and all those things. Amen. They'll be tested and they'll be tried and so on like that. But the devil, he's not going to be destroyed even when at the beginning of the millennium. Amen. He's not permitted to be destroyed because he has a job to do at the end of the millennium. So can we destroy the devil? No. Amen. We can't destroy him, but we can conquer him. Amen. By the word of God. And in this new river, God has called, cut aside, which would be more the wife of the Lamb, the feminine part of Christ, you know, would be the wife of the Lamb. And the devil, not in that. Amen. He's not permitted to be there, see. Amen. And so in there, we got pretty much free reign. We've got death conquered and so on like that. But at the end of the great millennium, which would be 1,000 years, and that's what a millennium means, 1,000, and he'll be loose for a season out of the prison that he's in now. See, he weren't destroyed. Now, that's very important to notice that he wasn't destroyed at all at the beginning of the millennium. He was only, we got a little noise here. Let me get this fixed. Amen. So, get this stopped here. Okay, amen. All right, so see, he was bound through the millennia. In other words, he was conquered, and he couldn't do anything through the millennia because the power of God and the Spirit of God covered the earth as the water covered the sea. Amen. Well, the thing is that the wife of the Lamb now has a river and a separate river than the main river that started flowing in Genesis. There's one that started flowing in we see in the book of Revelation, 21, 22, along there. Amen. Clear as crystal it is. And there's no defilements in it at all. And so the devil can't get there. Amen. And when the devil's loose, he can't get there. but he can have access to those that were born and raised during the millennial reign. Amen. And this will be due to God's justice, the way he does things. Amen. That he give everybody the same fair chance, see. Glory to God. And during the millennial reign, amen, the people will be serving God and they'll be doing well and everything will be working real good until all of a sudden things begin to change for them. Amen. Maybe people begin to get contrary one to another and whatever will take place. But the devil will be loose and he will go out on the face of the earth, amen, to the nations. And he will succeed in gathering together a group of people. And a group of people that will follow him. Glory to God. But just think, those that followed him, amen, what's going to happen to them? But there's a people that don't follow him. Glory to God. There's a people that say, nope. We know what the Word of God says, and we know what God wants, and we're going to stay with the things of God. Amen. And we find, I believe, in the 12th chapter or somewhere along there in the book of Revelation, that there's a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fight against the dragon and his group. Amen. The dragon would be the representative of Satan. Amen. And they can't overcome, Satan can't, but the angels, they're tossed out into the earth, see, Satan is, and all with his imps and all that for a little season now. Amen. And that, when I say a little season, I'm talking maybe a generation or something to that effect, because I remember living in the mountain how things used to be, and they used to sit around nearly everybody had a knife and whittle shavings out and talk about the Lord, talk about the Word, and if God's willing, this will happen, if the Lord's willing. And it was pretty much talking about the Lord basically all along. But something has happened in this last day. Amen, that he has been cast down to earth. Amen. And he's loosed again, and the way he's doing things, he's leading things. And God, in order to defeat the devil and stay ahead of the devil, he created another river. And this river is clear as crystal, and it flows right from the throne, see. Amen. That's there's a main river. It's still flowing. And we'll ride on through and till the devil's destroyed. Amen. The devil's killed. And he's not just going to be conquered. He's going to be destroyed. Because at the book of Revelation, the great white throne judgment, after we've been through the 1,000 years and so on, amen, and Satan's been loose for a season and gathered together all his kind, amen, the devil, even the devil will be cast in the lake of fire. Satan and the devil will be cast into the lake of fire, see. Amen. When I say Satan and the devil, that's death and all that together, see. Amen. Will be cast in the lake of fire, and all that will be destroyed. Glory to God. And then we go into that great eternity. And I say we're already in our place of safety and in our place of where rapturing, so on like that. But there'll be people, glory to God, that from then on out, they're not going to have to worry about the devil at all, because there's no such thing as the devil. They're not going to have to worry about death at all, because there's no such thing as death. Amen. All that will be destroyed. Amen. So when I was had the devil, I was ready to just kill him and get rid of him. Amen. If we got rid of the devil, that'd get rid of death too, because they close companion. And but something said, no, don't do it. That was the voice. That was the command. And I thought, that's very strange. that I wouldn't be permitted to do it when I had the chance there and the authority and everything. And so the thing came up that, no, don't do it. So I let him go. Amen. And, of course, we've been seeing his works that he's doing. And some of the works that that we see is going on right now. Amen. I thought I saw this morning there in Israel where the rockets and all were going and so on, what was taking place. And I thought about that war in heaven. Amen. But even that part will be destroyed up there. Israel will take her land back, and everything going to be all right there. Amen. Once it goes through the stage that God has ordained, see. Amen. So the devil, he will be destroyed. Amen. But we are not going to do it. Amen. God fixed us a place, glory to God, where the devil can't enter in. Hallelujah. And that means our salvation is fixed, it's sure, it's steadfast. Amen. And we're in that river as pure as crystal, that water of life, it calls it. Amen. Which is the feminine part of the Spirit of Christ. Glory to God that we that have come into us. Amen. Making us the wife of the Lamb. Glory to God. And that'll be throughout all eternity, if there's anything throughout. If in eternity. Amen. So all those things. But right now, we're to be happy and rejoice in the Lord and know these things. And so evidently, it must have been necessary for us to know them. So that just came to my mind. Hadn't come to my mind in a long time like that. But I'm going to read the scripture. It's in 1 Corinthians. It's in the 15th chapter. I'm just going to read verse 26. It says, the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Amen. Well, I was going to do it then, see. Amen. But I got a good, clear no. Amen. And that kind of surprised me, getting that no, because I knew what it was, and I knew, and no, so when I got the word no, then I, of course, let go of him and let go of the hope I had there to take his head plumb off of him. And I just let it go. And then later on, not too long after, God gave the vision of a clear river, so clear that you could see right through the water, and you've never saw water that clear before. Amen. We call it one of them the main river. And this year, river, it's the Wife of the Lamb River. Amen. Glory to God. And there's no death there, see. Glory to God. There's no sin there. Amen. There's purity. And it's shown as a river of life, as clear as crystal, flowing forth from the throne of God, see. Amen. While the main river of life that started in Genesis, amen, and I'm not even going to read the first few chapters of Genesis. You'll see that river, and it splits away. I believe it says there in about four heads. It goes different countries and so on, and says there's gold here and this, that, and the other. What was about the river? Amen. But here's a river. Glory to God. A new river. Hallelujah. In there's nothing but life. Hallelujah. There's no pollutants at all. Amen. Therefore, we're in, and Paul said in heavenly places, but we're in a heavenly place. Glory to God. Amen. The place where we'll always remain. Amen. And even in eternity and so on, we'll be the wife of the Lamb. Glory to God. Amen. So all these things that God's doing in this hour, and it helps us to know, will the devil be destroyed? No, not until after the millennium. But he'll be conquered. Amen. You conquer him when you accept the message that God sent him, conquering message. Glory to God. Where there's only life there. There's only victory there.
Amen.
Glory to God. And nothing between the old saying is,
Amen.
Glory to God. So here we are today. We're living in a new time. And just look out on the world today and see the different things that's taking place. And we see the war over in Israel now. And it looks like sometimes they're getting the best of Israel, but they won't, because there's Michael, stand for the children of his people, which is the children of Israel. Glory to God, and he knows how to fight. Amen. So we know the dragon's cast down, and he's doing his thing. Amen. But God, he had a secret that he hadn't revealed. Paul said in the 16th chapter of Romans, I believe, that these things been kept secret since the world was. Amen. And this river's been kept secret since the world war. But now we look in Genesis, we see the main river of life that has flown and will keep on flowing, at least through the time of the millennia. Amen. But there's a new river for the wife. There's a new people and a new river, a new life. Amen. It's called the wife of the Lamb.
Amen.
Christ, the wife of the Lamb. And in that, God revealed many things about himself. He revealed that the Spirit of God has in it the most, both the masculine and feminine part. Glory to God. And when Jesus Christ was born of the Virgin Mary, he came forth. Glory to God. And basically it was the masculine part being manifested. And that, of course, that was through the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the thing that God did. Glory to God. But then here, Christ the wife. And see, the devil's still here on earth. He still has certain rights that we give him. Amen. What did I title that message? We give him his power or something. Didn't we say that one time on the message? Oh, yeah, you and Satan's power source. See, you have power over him. Amen. That's for sure. Now, if you give him certain things, then that gets you in trouble, I say. Amen. But here we are today, glory to God, knowing that greater is he. Amen. And not only greater is he that's in us, now we're married to him that is greater, see? That's in us, the Christ. The feminine part of Christ is manifested in the sense that Christ, that the Lord Jesus Christ can look and say, there's my wife. Hallelujah. Amen. And in here, it's a new river. We're not fighting, and we're not arguing. And if somebody say, Brother Ben, I believe it like this, or I believe it like that. Amen. Well, that's fine with me, see. Glory to God. Amen. But once they come into the river, if the wife, if they're part of that, amen, that there'll be a message. And they'll realize that message has drew a line. Amen. That death can't cross. That a lot of these other things can't cross over. While that all this is in the other river along with the Spirit of God. Amen. Because God gives life to everything. Even sinners, God gives life to them. Amen. And blesses them. And he send rain and he send the sunshine and so on like that. Amen. But all the while, there was a feminine part of the Lord Jesus Christ that was totally unknown, unheard of, and wasn't even preached about. All this was laying there till the time when God says, now it's time. Glory to God. Preach it. Glory to God. And now we have, there's the Lord Jesus Christ. And then here's a group of people right here. Amen. That's his wife. Not one person. Amen. It's one person when you look at it as a whole. Glory to God. One person. But the thing is, it's a many members. And that body, that's Christ. Hallelujah. So there's the masculine, feminine part of Christ. And when the Lord Jesus Christ sits on his throne there in the millennium, there will be a group of people clothing fine linen, clean and white. That's just praising God and glorifying God. Amen. And being and so happy. Amen. We find there in the 7th chapter of the book of Revelation that there's a group that's, it calls them servants. Amen. And it says they're dressed in white robes. Amen. And serve God day and night and so on like that. But then there's another group that's dressed in fine linen, clean and white. Glory to God. And they are strictly called the wife of the Lamb, see. Hallelujah. Christ, the wife of the Lamb. Amen. Glory to God. So there where we are today. Amen. And no, we can't kill the devil. No, we can't stop the devil. Amen. And many things like that. But glory to God. But we can rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. Amen. And that river, as clear as crystal, it's for us. Amen. It's the river for us that he had created, reserved. Glory to God. And now, as the marriage take place, the Lord Jesus Christ and his wife in that same river, see. Amen. Glory to God. And the river, the Spirit of God moves on, and there will be other Christians come out of that. Amen. And they'll come out of that main river I'm talking about here, the one that started running in Genesis. And run all the way through. Amen. And in that river, one certain place it went. I read that a bit back, but I don't want to get into all the different things. But one place where the one part of the river went, it says, in that land there's gold. And that would drive people crazy. It seemed like get a hold of a little gold or something. Amen. Glory to God. But we got our gold in him. Amen. And we're walking on streets of gold, a street of gold, and doing fine. Amen. And this gold is clear as crystal. It's as clear as glass. And you have never saw any like that. Amen. So we just praise God and thank God today that he's made everything all right for us. Amen. And we couldn't ask for anything. No, we couldn't ask for something better. Amen. And we just keep want to keep our toes out of that main river. Amen. And stay in this river of life. Amen. And float right on along as the Lord has ordained. Praise the Lord. So that came to me this morning. That has the enemy been destroyed? See, the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Say, amen. Or has he been conquered? Amen. Then that's a big difference. He's not going to be destroyed until after the millennia, after the great white throne judgment and all that takes place. Amen. And getting ready to go into that eternity, then there will be no devil. There will be no death. There will be no crying from heartaches or anything. There may be tears of joy. Glory to God. And serving God and preaching over the many years, there are some people, I notice Spirit of God get on, they get feeling, really feeling the Spirit of God. They raise their hand, and you'll see tears running down their cheek. Amen. So some people, they just cry like that. And that's over there, that's fine, see. Glory to God. Amen. When he says there will be no sorrow, no tears, no more trouble. Amen. He's talking about, amen, those that on this side. The main river that's flowing through. But this river, it wasn't even revealed or made known. Now just think about what God has done for us. Amen. Wasn't revealed or made known that it even exists. And it weren't even revealed that the wife, about the wife of the Lamb. Hallelujah, and how she's a special group of people that was ordained, that was predestinated. Amen. That was part of him to begin with. Amen. And once she became the wife of the Lamb, glory to God, then that made her part of the very Godhead, see? Amen. Glory to God. So there's nothing between. They don't have to in this other river, there's a mediator. Amen. And thank God that Jesus remains the mediator. Amen. For those that are in that river, glory to God. And they can come to God. Amen. Let them come to Jesus and tell Jesus about it. Amen. And Jesus passes on. But the wife of the Lamb, she is bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh, spirit of his spirit. Glory to God. So the masculine and feminine spirit together there. Amen. It's the whole. Hallelujah. And that's why we're so happy and rejoicing. Amen. That's why we're free and enjoying the freedom. Glory to God that's in God. And that's why we have total confidence. Amen. And we know that our confidence cannot be shaken. Amen. All we got to do is look to the Word of God, look to the message. And God has ordained and made it possible to have a message here right in written book. And if you don't believe, there'll be a blessing to you. Amen. When in your time, when you may feel just a little down or something, if you do, get one of the books and start reading. Amen. But be ready to shout or whatever you do when you get happy, because that's that new river. That's that new water. Amen. That's that new spirit. Spirit of God. Amen. And it's us. It's the spirit of Christ and the spirit of the Son of God united together, just like God was before he ever created Adam and Eve. And I brought that story in on Adam and Eve, how he took a rib from Adam, created Eve, but then he took that feminine spirit and put in Eve. Amen. And there he started off. That was a pattern or a snapshot of what would be here at the end time. But it also shows the enemy coming in and all that, which he'll do that when he's loose at the end. He's loose now, doing certain things now, but at the end of the millennia. Amen. When the Lord binds him down, locks him up in the prison, and put a seal upon that he should deceive the nation no more until when? Until the 1,000 years are finished. Amen. What a jubilee. And then he'll be loosed for a little season to give everyone the same chance. Amen. He won't be tempting the wife of the Lamb or anything of that nature. But those that's born and raised during the millennia, so and so on. And we get that some of that in Isaiah 65 and 66. There they'll build houses and plant vineyards and live in them. And they won't plant vineyards and build a house and all of a sudden fall over dead. No. Glory to God, because death will only be used so sparingly. And that's for those that will not reject the mercies and reject the plan of God and reject God's way of doing things. Amen. Throughout time, there will be a few. Glory to God. But then Satan, he will take and at the end be caught and cast into the lake of fire. And then they can go into the bottomless pit or in the prison, yes, come out. But when it goes in the lake of fire, that's for destruction. And he'll be as though he's never had been a devil. Amen. And sinners be as though they never did exist to begin with. Amen. Go totally out of existence once they're judged and the allotment is given to them and so on. And we're not going to attempt to get into that because it won't be profitable for us here. Amen. That'll be taken care of them by those that God's ordained. Amen. Praise God. So I'm so happy today. I'm praising God today. And I'm thanking God, amen, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he just does his thing. And now we're part of him, see. You can't separate us and the Lord Jesus Christ, see. Amen. Because we are bone of his bone. We're flesh of his flesh. And we're spirit of his spirit. Glory to God. So we're just one. Amen. And then he has a feminine wife. And there's a masculine king, see, king and queen. Amen. So I'll tell you, I just feel like dancing around a little bit. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. This word of God so good. And the books that we've wrote, amen, this year helped good. And it still does for all those in the main river, see. Amen. But for those in this river, we have new writings, new scripture, new spirit, new water. Amen. He said, I'll make all things new, see. Glory to God. And this year, Bible will be in the millennium and all down through, right through everything. Everything is taken care of. Amen. And you can read the Old Testament. I've read it so many times. I've read it thousands of hours. Amen. And it got so that I think, have it been profitable when I begin to see God bringing something brand new? But it's profitable because we look back and see, amen, and we just see how God, we investigate the mind of God, but now we have the mind of Christ, amen, and the feminine part of that mind of Christ, hallelujah, and that mind of God was masculine and feminine, and when he created Adam, he put the masculine and feminine into Adam, glory to God, but then Adam got lonely, even though he knew those feminine attributes and so on like that. Amen. And God put Adam asleep, took a rib, and of course created Eve and took that feminine spirit out and put it into her. And now he had things ready to roll, see. Praise God. Amen. So here we are today, the glory of God falling all around us. Amen. And the rejoicing. It's just good. And a lot of times I'll say, amen, a lot. That was one of the habits I tried to break. Amen. Don't say amen too much and this, that, and the other. One preacher told me you got the making of a good preacher, but said, could you leave out some of them amens and glory to God and hallelujah? I said, well, he said, I believe that'll be good. Well, I tried to do that. Amen. And it just seemed like I'd get tongue-tied and get bung-fuzzled or whatever you call that and all like that. But now I just be myself in that river of water, enjoy the freedom, glory to God, and know that the devil's there. Yes, he's got his job. Amen. And we can rebuke the devil and so on like that, but we can't kill him. No, we can't kill him. We got to let him live. And so the devil's alive today, and he's doing his thing. Amen. And you might say you all just pulled his head plumb off and broke his head. Well, that's what I was about to do. Amen. That was, of course, the time my mother-in-law was passing on there. And, of course, was praying, and here all this came. I was in the vision there, and I was ready to do it. Amen. And just pull his head off, kill him, and a voice said, don't do it. Yeah. Because that was God's way. That was their way out of out of that river, you know, like that. Praise the Lord. But here's a new river, and sanctification all's in that river. Glory to God. Glorification's all's in that river. Happiness is all that's in that river. Amen. I'm talking about the new river. Glory to God. New water. And I've never saw water so clear. Stand on the bank, look right down, see the stones in the bottom, the river there and all that. And say, I've never saw the line. Glory to God. Well, now I know that's why we are that river, the why. Amen. We can say the wife of the Lamb is that river. Glory to God. So see it get clearer and clearer and clearer as we go. Amen. And to get more joyful, more of the things of God. Amen. And all the world is in turmoil out there. Amen. But here's the river of life. Glory to God. The new river, the one that flows from the throne there, not necessarily the one that came out of Eden. Amen. Split different ways and went the different ways that have flowed through time. It's still flowing. And God's so good that he makes everything work out all right. So I don't want to say a whole, keep on about this because I didn't want to say a whole lot. But this year, what I said, I think it's pretty much getting to where I need to just go ahead. But has the last enemy been destroyed? Amen. So we don't want to get together and pray and say we're going to destroy the devil. No, we ain't going to destroy the devil. Amen. God wouldn't even let the angels do that. Amen. And he wouldn't let me do it. Glory to God. And so, amen. But he's conquered. Amen. That's by faith and by the word. There's a word that conquers him. But there's not a word that'll kill him at this particular time. Amen. Because that's reserved to the great white throne judgment. Till judgment. Till everything is done. And God has finished with his program. And he can say everything is finished. And then it's time for the devil to be destroyed. And all sinners that followed him and all that be destroyed in the lake of fire. Amen. So here we are today. Let's rejoice in the Lord and praise his name. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is so good. Amen. Amen. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Glory to God. And that's the devil. See, devil and death there together. Amen. But the thing is, those in that main river that started in Genesis, death is used so many times as a outlet to the eternal life that they get. But there's a special group that's called the wife of the Lamb, say. Glory to God. And she is absolutely part of him, bone of his bone and flesh of it, the feminine part of the Godhead, say. Amen. While the Lord Jesus Christ be the masculine part of the Godhead. And this group that's the feminine part, the King Jesus, he looks at us and say, that's my wife. Amen. And he don't say all them members is my wife. He said, that's my wife. Amen. Because we're all together one. Amen. In him. So I believe I'll just close this out right here. Amen. And just praise God for it. Thank God for it. So let's just pray here. Father, Lord, we praise you and thank you. Oh, that you're so real, that you're moving. And Lord, that you have worked everything according to your plan all the way up to now. And now everything's working perfectly according to your plan. And we just praise you for it. And we thank you, Lord, for including us in the part of the plan that is the wife of the Lamb. We thank you for it. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen and amen. All right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now I'll get some of this good water here. Amen. I got started there and got in and forgot to wet my vocal cords down. Praise the Lord. All right. Baba, you going to sing one and testify today? Amen. The one you had or if something, whatever what you got here. Amen. Amen. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Amen. When time began, there was no sin, and no death was on the body. Then sin and death came, and throughout time it's had its say. Till the last trumpet it came, then we the wife laid dead the way. For it drew a line and created a barrier
where death could not go. It drew a line and created a barrier where, oh, death could not go. For the life of this trumpet now flows in the wife's message of glorified flesh and bones. And we're rejoicing, for we know it drew a line and created a barrier where death could not go. Oh, it drew a line and created a barrier where, oh, death could not go. For the life of this trumpet now flows in the wife's message of glorified flesh and bones. And we're rejoicing, for we know it drew a line and created a barrier where death could not go. Now we, the wife, dressed in fine linen, clean and white, and in us there's no death, but only life. For this trumpet message came down and married us to the Lamb. It drew a line and created a barrier where death could not go. Oh, it drew a line and created a barrier where, oh, death could not go. For the life of this trumpet now flows in the wife's message of glorified flesh and bones. And we're rejoicing, for we know it drew a line and created a barrier where death could not go. Now we, the wife, dressed in fine linen, clean and white, and in us there's no death, but only life. For this trumpet message came down and married us to the Lamb. It drew a line and created a barrier where death could not go. Oh, it drew a line and created a barrier where, oh, death could not go. For the life of this trumpet now flows in the wife's message of glorified flesh and bones. And we're rejoicing, for we know it drew a line and created a barrier where death could not go. It drew a line, oh, it drew a line and created a barrier where death could not go.
Praise God. We thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I love the message. It's really good on the about the main river. Amen. And what's going on in it. Okay? Amen. We see it in what's going on in ours.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Glory to God. Praise Amen. The Lord. Well, isn't he wonderful? And now we can say, isn't she wonderful?
Amen.
And beautiful, yeah. Praise the Lord. So it's just so good to know about these things. Amen.